Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, A Faith Worth Defending. If you mock and trash my wife, I can guarantee you that I will not sit idly by. Hopefully, I would remain self-controlled, but it is hard to envision squeezing the life out of someone in a self-controlled way. I jest, of course. What I am saying is that I am passionate about my love for Janie. I'm not passive about it. I believe the same should be true for my love for Jesus and His truth. However, when it comes to the faith, so many profess, but then in practical reality, live like they have a faith that is not worth defending. Whatever happened to righteous indignation? Drew Dick writes, quote, The most hurtful thing for me wasn't the people who didn't like me. It was the people who didn't support me. They were passive. I'm trying to think charitably of them, but that's the hardest thing. The passive majority, including fellow leaders who were protecting themselves. In private, they were supportive. But then they'd be in a meeting where I was getting beat up and they just sat on their hands. That was more hurtful than anything. Now apply what Drew is saying to the truth of Christ. So many in private claim to be all in with Jesus. But then in the public forum, they won't lift a finger to defend Jesus. It could cost them. It could be painful. They are yellow cowards. As Drew says, this is the most painful thing of all. I think the Lord feels the same way. Jesus said, so everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. That's a big deal before God with Jesus. Understood in the right way, I can really appreciate the red-hot passion of David for the Lord as expressed in Psalm 139. There David said, the enemies of God take his name in vain. They don't care about the person of God. They're trashing God all over the place. David's response was, quote, do not I hate them, O Lord, who hate you? I hate them with perfect hatred. David was not expressing some fleshy hatred that is condemned in Scripture. Rather, he was expressing in graphic terms his passionate commitment to the Lord. He was supremely offended by those who had no regard for the Lord. He was all in with God. He was siding totally with God. True love and loyalty to someone is offended by a violation of the beloved. When a brazen sinner dared to be so bold as to bring a pagan woman right into the camp of Israel, right in the sight of Moses, then a priest by the name of Phinehas took a javelin and went after them. He went into the tent where they were at and thrust them both through with a spear. God was pleased with this passion for his name. He said of Phinehas, quote, because he was zealous with my zeal, I give to him my covenant of peace. And he promised him an everlasting priesthood. Zeal is the idea of burning passion. Is my wife worth defending? You bet your life. Is my God worth defending? You bet your life. A godly zeal for God is commendable. We live in a time when so many have a lame faith at best. There is little of any passion. Plenty of raw emotion in the right, safe context. But in the context of a Christ-rejecting world, many wither. They have a limpy, wimpy, quote-unquote love that lacks deep, true loyalty. Where are those who will openly, earnestly contend for the faith? We have way too many pretenders and not enough contenders. Many want to be counted as Christian, but do we really have a faith worth defending? How we live answers the question. Passion must be governed by godliness, but a love without passion is a non sequitur. A true faith is a faith worth defending. The call to be a Christian is a call to arms. We are to fight the good fight of faith. At the end of his life, Paul summarized his Christian experience in this way in 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. God help us to fight the good fight. It's a battle to the pearly gates. But let us always remember that, as Paul said, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Jude exhorts us, "Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain people have crept in unnoticed who long ago were designated for this condemnation, ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only master, the Lord Jesus Christ." Lord, we thank you for the faith that has been delivered to us, and it is worth defending. Lord, we are called to be contenders, earnestly contending. We don't passively sit by, not if we really know you, not if we really love you. Help us to be faithful to the truth. Lord, it's precious. It's so precious. It's worth fighting for. It's worth defending. And of course, we fight in the right way, not in the flesh. The weapons that we use are not carnal, but spiritual. So, Lord, I pray that we would be found faithful warriors. We would indeed be those who fight the good fight. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.